Now, we discussed New Year's resolutions this morning. Could one of them be a digital declutter? We all know the benefits of decluttering our homes and workspaces, but can deleting those unwanted junk emails revitalise our digital devices? Joining me now is the technical journalist Fezvi Turkalp, technology expert for the Gadget Detective website. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
Right, how important is a digital declutter?
Yeah, it's really important, especially with devices like smartphones, where it's not always possible to upgrade the storage in them, and obviously you can't upgrade the processor. And if you don't want to be paying for a new smartphone, I did it recently to an iPhone 7. It's a five-year-old iPhone, and now it runs like brand new again because I got rid of all the stuff that was dragging it down, and it wasn't difficult either.
It takes ages, though.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't have to. Both iPhones and Android smartphones have got tools built in. So, for example, Android will give you a list of all your apps that you haven't used recently, when you last used them, and give you the option to uninstall them. Mm-hmm. Need to be a bit careful with that, just because you will lose the data that's associated with it. Apple does it even more cleverly. It automatically offloads those apps. It leaves the icon on the screen as if the app was still there, and it looks to you the same because you never tap on it. When you tap on it after a year or two or never, then it just reloads the app and the associated data. So it's really, really very clever. Same thing with photos. You can upload your photos. Apple users can upload it into the iCloud. Android users can use a third-party service like Dropbox, for example, or Microsoft Storage. And you shouldn't be keeping your photos only on your smartphone anyway, because if you lose your smartphone, you could lose years' worth of photographs. So back it up and then copy the backup, so you've got two copies of it in different locations. Also, conversations, either emails or instant messaging, you can set it so that it removes everything, say, over a year old, and back up the attachments that were sent with it. So these sorts of things make a big difference. Or just listing your apps in order of the storage that they take up tells you that, you know, there's apps there that might be taking up many gigabytes. I mean, I'll give you an example. 92 gigabytes worth of apps on my smartphone that I don't use, and it's offering to let me offload them. So that's huge. And it's not just to do with the storage. You also have to think about, say, your browser. If you're one of these people like me where you just keep opening tabs on your browser on your mobile device and you never get around to closing any of them, you can end up literally with hundreds of tabs open that you don't see at any given time, but they're there. And what that does is slow the machine down. It's not just you running out of storage, you're slowing the machine down because it's having to load that thing up every time you open your browser. It's opening hundreds of tabs, and that space is needed by the operating system to function. So you can literally have what seems like a new machine with maybe 20, 30 minutes of effort.
Right. This is fabulous. I'm going to do that right now, because as I've been on the phone, chatting to you, I've just noticed I've got 17,000 pictures in my phone. So I'm going to do that as soon as we finish today. Thank you so much for your time, Fezzi. Thanks so much. It's been great to chat to you. Sorry we don't have more, but we are hurtling towards midday. Hopefully that has been useful for you. You're going to do that a bit later on this evening, or maybe this afternoon, as an opportunity for you to try and declutter your life digitally.